Because the majority of those who are now in physical form do not understand how it is they invite into their experience. Because they do not understand the power of their own thought and their own word and their own action. They assume that all things are created out of action. And while we agree, you can create through your action. As you are wanting a chair not to be where it is and you are wanting it to be somewhere else, we agree that by action you can create that by picking it up and moving it. But we will not agree that it is only through action that you create. And we will further state that if you are counting only on action for creating, you will find yourself creating in very limited fashion. You will find yourself, for the most part, just getting by. You will find yourself meeting only the flimsiest set of desires. You do your most magnificent creating through the power of your thought and through the power of your word. But we also see that most of you do not understand that. And so, upon this subject of addictions, we are rather hopeful. For we see that those who are addicted are, for the most part, given up. They do not feel hopeful. They feel defeated. And so we will take this opportunity to say, since nothing else that you have tried has worked, perhaps you will look at it from this new viewpoint and become triumphant. And in the process of conquering this addiction that you do not want, you may very well discover the key to how it is you create in your experience. And from this point, you will become invincible, magnificent creator, not just fixer of a seeming problem. There is nothing that you are doing that displeases us. We have not come forth to free this world from those who are addicted. There is not that which you believe that we are wanting you to not believe. And there is not that which we believe that it is important to us that you begin to believe. We have not come forth to spread or propagate beliefs. We have come forth to offer you words that will help you to understand how it is you are attracting into your experience, so that if there is that which is in your experience that you do not want, you may release it. And in the same manner, if there is that not in your experience that you do want, you may attract it. We begin here by saying to you, if there is that addiction that you do not want, do not beat up on yourself about it. You are not bad. There is not that which you should do or you must do. There is only that which you are wanting. And so we offer these words with the primary intent of assisting you in releasing that which you do not want and in attracting that which you do want. Hear these words and find the key. As you take some action, trying to use that action to push something forward, more often than not, the action does not please you. You do it because you think it will lead to some greater end. Examples are abundant. You go to work doing things you do not want to do, exchanging so much of your time in life, doing that which you do not want to do because you believe it will bring you to some greater end. We see you most joyful on the weekends when you have a few days away, or as you are going on vacation. We say to you, when you are performing an action that does not please you with the intent of a brighter future or ending place, usually that brighter future or ending place does not come, for it violates law. To work in disharmony or to work in pain with the desire to bring forth joy, it cannot be. Your action must be in harmony with your desire in order to have the ending place or results that you seek. And so how does one go about finding action and joy? You do it in this way. Rather than starting with the action, wanting it to bring forth some ending, begin in your mind by visualizing the ending place that you seek. As you are very good at visualizing, as you are seeing in your mind what you want, as what you want is so clear in your mind's eye that it brings forth a feeling of happiness, you have literally launched that creation, and it exists. And this creation that now exists will literally reach from its place in your future back into your now and will stimulate you to joyful action. Can you think of a place where you go every day? It may be the place where you work, or the place where you drop your mail, the place where you deposit your money, or the place where you leave your children for school. A building, a place where you go every day. Now we ask you, when you get in your automobile to go to that place, does it ever enter your mind that that place may not be there? Do you ever round the corner wondering if it will be there? Of course you do not. You get into your automobile and you drive to that building knowing that it will be there. In like manner, once you have visualized something that you want, so much that you feel excitement about it, a sort of emotional release, then that creation, that event, that lifestyle, that vision that you have created in your mind exists just as surely as the building that you are driving to every day. If you could accept that it does exist in the case of a creation you have launched in your mind, as you are now moving through time and space, if you would expect, if you would know, just as you know that that building is there, if you would know that that which you have created in thought is, you would receive those things that you want so much faster. No matter how much you want, if instead of moving through time knowing and expecting, you are moving through time tentatively, hopefully, doubtfully, then your creation moves through time with you. It keeps eluding you. But when you know it is there, then it comes toward you, and the time between your launching of creation in thought and your receiving in this experience is very short. Not only is the time shorter, you are joyful in the interim. Have you ever experienced a treasure hunt? Or do you not remember those days before your birthday or Christmas, some holiday, when you expected some surprise? Think about that joyous anticipation. And now superimpose that sort of feeling. Set forth your creations or your desires in thought. Think about them so much that the law of attraction helps them to be clear for you. So much so that you launch the creation with emotion, with positive, powerful emotion, and then consider it done. And now knowing that it is there, just as the building is there, just as your prize on your birthday is there, move through time joyously expecting, knowing that it will be there. Can you sense the difference in the two processes we have offered? Rather than deciding some action and doing the action, grinding it out, banging it out, taking the physical action, hoping that there will be some greater reward, instead, create the reward in your mind first and let the reward, let the excitement, let the joy of that creation come back and motivate you to action. Let us take the action of getting up in the morning at 5 o'clock and apply it to the two different perspectives. Let us say that you are getting up at 5 o'clock this morning because you must go to work. You must get up at 5 because your employer expects you there by 6 and you simply cannot be there by 6 unless you get up by 5. Now let us say that instead of getting up to go to work, you and your friends have planned a fishing expedition. You've talked about it and you are excited about it. Can you not sense the difference in the way you feel as your alarm clock rings at 5 o'clock? Indeed you can. One creation, clear and filled with positive emotion, reaches back and inspires you to joyful action, while the other does not.